So when you think of Parshas Yisro, we usually don't think about the Yisro part. When you think of Parshas Yisro, we usually think about the center of the Parsha, not Har Sinai. And the lead up, the Chodesh HaShlishi, Klal Yisrael comes in Chodesh Sivan, they approach the area of Har Sinai, Midbar Sin, they come to Har Sinai, they encamp, and back and forth between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu about what this is going to look like, the preparation Klal Yisrael have to do, and finally the climax of the center of the Parsha, Shishi, the Aseres HaDibros. But that's not obviously how Parshas Yisro starts, because Parshas Yisro, as the name indicates, starts with Yisro. And that's a little bit of a mystery. Yisro shows up when? Who Yisro is, we have some sense of. When did he show up? He shows up and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, gives Moshe Rabbeinu advice about how to judge the people. Is that happening before Har Sinai, the way it appears in Chumash? Or is that happening after Har Sinai, and just for some reason is presented before? Let's take a look inside the Rabbah.
This mystery, the mystery of Yisro, it's already an old Machlokas HaTanai. Did Yisro happen before Har Sinai, in the Pesukim, or after? Yesh Lehem Omer, he says, the Machlokas in the Mechukta, the Medrash Halacha and Tanoch, that goes back to the Tanaim and the early Amoran. Yesh Lehem Omer, told the Machlokas, told Yisro, because they have Harsha. Some say, among the Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Shaval points out not only is the Medrash here, it's also called the Gemara in Zohar. Rabbi Yeshua says, call the Matan Torah, but he came before Matan Torah, to say our Pashas, the way it appears in Chumash. First, the story of Yisra, and then the story of Mamar Har Sinai. Yesh Rabbi Shaval, Rabbi Shaval, Matan Torah, and the other, Rabbi Shaval, Rabbi Shaval, he says, no, it happened later. So which one is it? Rabbi says, let's look for clues. The Zebada Yistayeya min HaKasim. If you look at carefully, the Torah says, Vayavo Yisro Hosei Moshe, Uvanav Ishtara Moshe. Yisro shows up with... thank you. Yisro shows up with Moshe's children, with Moshe's wife, his daughter, to the Midbar, Shehu Chonesh Sham Har HaElokim. In this expression. They come to where they are camped around the mountain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where in the mountain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hine Amar Shabbai Lov B'chano Stoluf Nei Har Sinai Shechanu Sham Shanachas. It says they showed up, Yisro showed up when they were camped at Har Sinai. They were camped at Har Sinai for almost a year. It says in this big parasha that they showed up Rosh Chodesh Sivan around 6 weeks after Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we learn in Parshas Bahalosa that they were there for a year minus 10 days. The Pesukim say that they left the 20th of Iyar, almost exactly a year after they arrived, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And it says in the beginning of the Parsha that Yisro shows up when they're encamped at Tahar Elokim. So they were there for that year. That must be, he came during that year. He came while they're encamped at Har Sinai. V'zeh tam, Amban goes on to say, Asher hu chonesha. They're settled there. This is a while after they, after Mam and Har Sinai. A while after Mam and Har Sinai. That's number one. We're looking for clues. Number one, the Torah tells us, he finds them when they're encamped at Har Sinai, that almost all the time they're encamped at Har Sinai is after Mam and Har Sinai. And Har Sinai only has Shavuos, happens within the first week of them getting there, so it sounds like he arrives later. Another clue, the ode on the second line of page Shin Ayin Dal. Kikana Amarei Shlach Moshe. I'm sorry, the ode, the first one. The Shedem Rakhama Aludat Yisrael Helotim Yisrael. Yisro, as we know, this big Tasha, says to Moshe, so explain to me what you do. And he said, the people come to learn, to be judged. Can I tell that when Yisro gives Moshe advice about how they should develop more of a staff, he shouldn't fly solo, he needs to have layers of judges below him, but Moshe explains to him, I tell the people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. How is he telling the people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When did that happen?
Not before Mabon Har Sinai. Obviously, Shehem HaNesumul of Har Sinai. Obviously, it means after Mabon Har Sinai. Every day, teach Shiurim, every day, teach Torah. The Od, number three, Hikama Mabon Yishlach Moshe Es Kol Sno, Vayelech Lo Al Arza. Here the plot thickens. He says, in this week's parasha, Yisro shows up, and then what? He shows up, he spends time with his family, he spends time with his son-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu, and Vayelech Lo Al Arza, but then he leaves. He goes back to his land. He goes back to Eretz Midyan. So when did that happen? V'hayaze b'shana hasheniyah b'nasa me'er Sinai. He says, well, when did Yisro go home? So we know when he went home. Because if you go to, as we mentioned, the parsha of Haloska, we hear about the Jewish people decamping, breaking camp and leaving Har Sinai almost a year later, the 20th of Iyar, and right around there, it's that triumphant part, as the Rav refers to, the triumphant march. The Jewish people thought they were heading straight to Eretz Yisrael until they get stuck with a miraculum, and one chet leads to another, and one chet leads to another, and they're Baaloska. They start complaining about the food, and this and that, and spirals. They say miraculum, come back, and if everyone accepts the words of the ten miraculum on the night of Tisha B'Av, and boom, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu said, now you're not going anywhere. But they had thought they were going straight to Eretz Yisrael, the express route when they left Har Sinai. How do you know that? Because Moshe said, to Yisro, in Parash Baloslo, no Siman Achnu, we are traveling. He said, we're leaving Har Sinai, the 20th of Iyar, the year after, and the year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, the year after Mama Har Sinai. He said to his Shver, he said to Yisro, no Siman Achnu, Parash Baloslo, we are traveling to Eretz Yisrael, come with us. Come with us to Eretz Yisrael. And Yisro says, no, thank you so much for the offer. Now I'm going to go back to my ancestral land. I'm going to go back to Midian. So the Ramban says, oh, 1 second. So that event is mentioned twice in the Yisro. Twice we hear the description of Yisro heading home in Parshas Yisro here at the end of the episode of Yisro. And we hear about it with dates in Parshas Baal Osla. So we know exactly when it happened. The Torah tells us. When they're wrapping up and leaving Har Sinai, a year after the 20th of Iyar, 2449, that's when Moshe says, Yisro, come with us. And he says, no, thank you so much, but no. So we know when it happens. Here in the third line picture, now you know. The Hoyazet, when Moshe sends Yisro home, the Hoyazet B'shan HaShmiyah, but not Samir Sinai. That was in the second year when they were leaving Arsinai. The Moshe on Parshat Baal Osla. We just discussed, it's in Parshat Baal Osla. The Yomar mentioned Moshe, Chobot Ben Uel, Hanegeli Chosei Moshe. Moshe says to his father-in-law, there are some other names. Chobot, the son of Reuel, same person. No Saman Achna, we are traveling, why don't you come with us? And he says, Lo Eilei. Raman goes, No, I'm not going to come to Israel. I'm going to go thank you for the offer, but I want to go back to where I grew up. The Yihah, we talk to God. It's exactly the return trip that the Torah describes in Parshat Yisro as well. But Yehelech Lo Al. So number one, the fact that he's come there already, and he shows up there already, well encamped at Har Sinai. Number two, he asks Moshe, what do you do every day? Moshe says, I teach Torah. I teach the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, after Har Sinai. Number three, the end of the episode this week's parasha, Yisro is going home. And we know when that happened because the Torah tells us about Losna. And that happened a year later. So clearly, this story happened after Mahamad Har Sinai, despite the fact that in the Chumash it appears first. It says all of these clues, Rabbi says, are rayos to the position of Elazar. That Yisro, the story of Yisro was after Mahamad Har Sinai. And then he has more rayas, Odeviyu raya, another raya that the Chazal bring is from Chumash Devarim. The beginning of Chumash Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is all Chumash Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's final drasha to Klal Yisrael. How long did it last? By the way, Chumash Devar was a very long speech. You know how long it went? There were things that happened that last day. That's right. But the whole drasha from if you remember your Chumash, the opening psukim of Devar actually tell you when he began. He began Rosh Chodesh Shavat, the first day of the 11th month. Now Akiva mentioned that one day. A lot happened that one day. That one day was the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, which is where Chumash Devar ends, good. And that's when Zayin Adar, right? So he begins Al Shavat, and it sounds like he's speaking over the course of a month and a week. That's the point the Rambam makes also, his opening, his introduction to Pirush HaMishnah, which really his introduction to the history of Halacha. There's a motion, Chumash Devar is, if you ever think the rabbi's drasha is long, just bear in mind that Kalal Yisrael heard Moshe Rabbeinu give a drasha for, that was 36, 37 days long. That was Chumash Devar. I assume he didn't talk non-stop when I was there. I gave it in installments. But at the very end, all Chumash Devar is the final drasha of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he opens, he gets into Hashkafa, and he gets into Halacha, he opens with, he gets into Musar, he opens with history. Reviewing with Klal Yisrael where we've been over the last 40 years. So there are certain stories that appear earlier in Chumash, you get another perspective on in Parshas Devar. The story of Meraglim, you hear one angle on it in Shalach and a different angle on Devar. And here's another one, the story of Yisrael. So he says, if you look there, the Pesukim there describe, we came to. We came to Har Sinai, and then it was time to leave. Rabbi Chaim Shevet Bahar Azeh, and he says, and that's when I said that it was time to leave. And then he described Hatzas Yisrael. And he described something that sounds like taking on more Shoftim, adding to the team of Shoftim. It sounds like Yisrael. In Cain, skipping out a couple lines, the line begins in Cain, like 8 lines down. In Cain, it's Tarech Tam Lama Makna Har Shazos, the Kasvaka. So a lot of data, a lot of clues make it seem like the whole thing of Israel happened after the middle of Israel. The arrival of Israel was after Rabbi Har Sinai. Of course, then the question is, so then what? The big problem with that is, but then why does it appear first in the book? The Imkain is Tarech Tam. You can actually explain though, Lama Machta Parsha Zos, Kasper Bekan. So why was the story of Israel written before Rabbi Har Sinai? So he quotes an approach. He says maybe Yisro appears in the beginning of the parsha, not because of actual right? Maybe because the end of the Shalach is the war with Amalek. That was the end of last week's Sedra. The last time Sukkim of last week's Sedra, last time Sukkim was B'Shalach, we will be bringing with Hashem soon again, less than a month. Less than a month. Everybody said that is the last time I took the Mashallah. I'm also laying before. The only time we laid just went to. So Mashallah ended with the war with Amalek, the battle with Amalek. So we want to have the story of Yisrael right after that. One, what does Yisrael have to do with Amalek? What does Yisrael have to do with Amalek? It's not a chronological order. The Yisrael is here because there's a leap from Amalek. Okay, what does Yisrael do good? What does Yisrael do with Amalek? How does the parish of Yisrael open? How does the morning begin? First word. Yishma. Right? He heard. What's he hearing about? Rash opens right away. Yisrael heard something that the Druid. What did he hear? So maybe Yisrael isn't here for chronological purposes. It's not that Yisrael belongs before Mount Sinai because it happened before Sinai. It belongs here for causational purposes. Yisrael is here because it was caused by the previous episode. The word Amalek brought Yisrael. Kikasher Yisrael HaRosh HaAsimon Amalek. I'm sorry. Mine is a different twist. But we'll come back to what he heard in a moment. He says, I'm sorry, Ibn Ezra, that Yisro is next to Amalek, sorry, not because of causation, but for contrast.
a different seat. For contrast, the Torah told us at the end of the Shalah, Amalek, they were nasty to us, and we need to keep that in mind. So there certainly has to be Hatzah HaKaras HaTov. His Gershah is the one in Yisrael Tova. There were nations, there were members of other nations who were incredibly good to us, like Yisrael. And we have to always have HaKaras HaTov. And he points out later on in Sefer Shmuel, when Shaul does indeed act at the end of the Shalah, and Shaul goes to war against Amalek, some of the B'nai Keni, the descendants of Yisrael, are there, and Shaul makes sure that they are protected, that they don't get pulled into the war against Amalek. So there's a contrast being drawn between the evil Amalek and the glorious Israel. The Rabban says, I don't like it. Rabban says, I don't like it. He says, it's very difficult to say that Yisro happened at the Mount of Sinai because of what Akiva just mentioned. And here we come back to the first word of Rashi. Yisro comes, the Torah stresses, by Yishma. He heard what happened. He comes, amazing, after joining the Jewish people. And the Torah tells us some of the things that he heard. He heard about Mamre Har Sinai, he heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it sounds like he heard about Pios Yamsov. It says Rabban, you know what the Torah does not mention right here? That the entire Jewish people have Nehuah. Don't you think that if Yisro showed up after Mamre Har Sinai, don't you think he wouldn't have just come because he heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Makos and Pios Yamsov and Melchamas Amalek? They were all very impressive. Shouldn't you also have come because heard about Mamre Har Sinai? That's the most impressive of all. Rambam says, it's not just the fact that Yisro is written before Mamre Har Sinai that makes me think that it happened first, but it's the fact that the story of Mamre Har Sinai is absent from the whole story of Yisro. The story of Yisro only occurs after Mamre Har Sinai. He should have been talking about that. Yeah, what do you say?
Did all the other nations hear about Mamre Har Sinai?
I'm sorry?
Did all the other nations hear about Mamre Har Sinai?
You get that impression. So you get the impression from Midrashim on Parshas Mezos Avraham. Hashem Yisinai Bar, Ophir Me'Avraham. This is something that the surrounding nations would have heard about. Right. You could say, maybe you shouldn't hear it, and the word didn't get to Midian. Maybe the word didn't get to Midian. But they did hear about Yisias Mitzrayim. They heard about yourselves, they didn't hear about Mamre Har Sinai. Maybe that's how you have to go. You have to go. Let's jump to the bottom of page Shin Ayin Dal. This is a glorious Rabban, worth seeing in its fullness with more time than we have to spend on it. That's why I gave the whole Rabban over the course of Shabbos. Time of Shabbos afternoon, you go through the entire Rabban, it's beautiful. I want to continue to jump into selection. Take a look at the five lines from the bottom, six lines from the bottom. The last word of the line is the Hakaro. The Hakaro, by the way, this goes to Senior Hakaro. And Rabban says, I'm with it. That you should take the approach that the simple Chumash HaMikra should follow the order of Chumash. This happens to be, we'll get to this together in later weeks, Rambam in general is hesitant to apply Einu Muktam Mu'ukhar B'Torah. The Gemara later in our receptor itself points out occasionally there will be parshos that appear later in the Chumash even though they happen historically, chronologically earlier. But in the big machlokes is Rashi Rambam, how broadly do you apply? How liberally do you apply Ein Muktam Mu'ukhar B'Torah? Rambam's approach is that we apply very sparingly. Rambam's approach is that we rarely apply Ein Muktam Mu'ukhar B'Torah. In other words, Rambam's approach is that almost always events occur in the order that they appear in Chumash, unless specifically specified otherwise. The ninth parak of Bamidbar has a date that's earlier than the first parak of Bamidbar. So the Gemara says, Ein is very hesitant to apply a mukta mukhba Torah unless the Torah tells it to us. But here he says, not only, I assume he's alluding to his general sheet where he says, to take Seder our Torah, and as he said, to look at the content also. There's no mention of Amar Sinai in the whole story of Israel. And he's talking about what he saw. Wouldn't he have mentioned it?
So for both reasons, both because of Seder HaPsukim and because of the content of the Israel episode,
he would like to say it happened first.
On the other hand, he had other riots before. Chief among them
was the fact that the Halos were here when Yisrael left, the year after Mount Arasina came out.
Yisrael left in the 20th of the year.
So what's going on? Which one is it? Says Rabban. Maybe there's more than one story.
Akarei Lailas Mos Seder HaTorah.
Because I think he says that the simplest one of Rabbeinu Tam Shem Kol Mikra is to take things in the order they appear. Shabbat Kol Zaman Torah Yosef Rabbeinu. He must have shown up earlier.
Mashar Mechilta. If Yeshua said Mechemes Amolet Shamova, and Ma Shmua Shamova,
it's not just it's next to the story of Amalek because of the contrast between the evil Amalek and the good Yisrael, but because of a causation. He heard about the story of Amalek and that brought it. In other words, it was before Rabban Har Sinai. Shiksuba Batigo, that was one after the other. This is the order of the chapter. They know so he might have Rafidim Har Sinai. He traveled with them from Rafidim after the war with Amalek to Har Sinai. And he says, the Torah says they came to Har Elohim. Sounds like it was already Har Sinai. He says, no!
This mountain was special from beforehand.
This mountain had already been a place of meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who would know about that better than Yisrael? Because what had happened on this mountain before Parshas Yisrael? Where was Har Sinai? What happened on Har Sinai previously? In Yana, he had Har Sinai the Derek Midian Parvisha. Har Sinai was near Midian. During Moshe, from there was some Midian. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu had when Moshe had escaped Mitzrayim. You mentioned before he had to run and flee Mitzrayim. He had run to Midian. That's where he eventually met Yisrael. Remember?
He got married. He worked for the Shver. He was the shepherding Yisrael's son. And it was over the course of that time that he had his Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the snap. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to come back to this mountain. That was
on Har Sinai. Yeah, the Nevuah of the snap was on Har Sinai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you'll be back. Ta'abdun HaTel HaKim HaHarazah. The great moments of HaKadosh Hashem on this mountain. So he had come out to that area. Yisrael, and now he begins to tell the story.
Number one, so in terms of how you make sense of all the pieces hang together, number one, Yisro may have, and the Shavel points out that the Tosavot of the footnotes, Tosavot Azar suggested as well, it could be Yisro, it could be there are two different halves to the story of Yisro in this week's Parsha. He shows up initially, and he showed up beforehand, and then he stayed for a while. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down to Har Sinai and begins to teach the Jews Torah. And then he says that maybe the second half of the parsha has happened later. That's how Har Sinai says, Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you doing? You can't do this, you can't fly solo. So that may explain how on the one hand, He's showing up before Har Sinai, and when he initially shows up, he doesn't mention, I was so impressed by Har Sinai. It hasn't happened yet. But on the other hand, perhaps he stays long enough till after Mamre Har Sinai to see Moshe Rabbeinu teaching Torah, to see Moshe Rabbeinu trying to go solo, and to give him advice. I think he needs that. There's another angle that Rabban mentioned, which it may also be the Brisker Teretz, that there were two times that Yisro left. Yisro is described as leaving the Parsha of Yisro. Yisro is described as leaving the Parsha of Ozra. So that seems to indicate that when he leaves, it's later. He says maybe he came back and forth more than once. He came the first time to reunite Moshe with his family, to bring Tzipora, to bring Gershom and Eliezer, and to join Klal Yisrael. But then he tells Moshe, hey, I'm not staying, I'm going home. So one of the suggestions that Rabban raises is at the end of this week's parsha, at the end of the story in this week's parsha, he leaves, and maybe earlier. Maybe he comes, he stays briefly, and he goes. And then later on, he'd come back again. And it was that coming back again, and that was already the debate. Are you going to go with us to Eretz Yisrael? You're not going to go with Eretz Yisrael. So the episode in Yisrael may have two halves to it, and the episode in Yisrael and the episode in Baal Ozra may be describing two different departures of Yisrael from and this is just a peek with a little bit of the richness of the opening episode of Parshas Yisro, trying to handle with Drushas Chazal trying to solve the mystery, looking for all the clues this way and that, and trying to develop a theory that will handle all the clues and that speaks to a lot of larger the extent to which we say here his application of that principle is local. It has to do with specifically how you understand the opening of Sukkot. So we're going to see in a couple of weeks in the future a much larger nafka mina. I'm not ready for it yet. In a couple of weeks we get to Parshas Teruma. We're going to see that the Ramban's issue about you assume everything is written in order now and massive implications in terms of the hashkafa of the Israelites. We'll get to that position going forward.